Okay, welcome everyone. So, when it comes to consciousness, there is no beginning, no ending. Notice that the beginning of this meeting here now. It's just a thought that just appeared to you. An appearance. And you are always there, available. Available as this awareness. Which has no beginning. And therefore no ending. That which has a beginning and an ending is something which appears to you. You do not move. There is no movement or non-movement in consciousness. It's beyond mind. So, for the duration of this meeting, invite yourself to a deep letting go. A deep not knowing. No effort. No personal intention. Allowing things to be as they are. And you are soaked and soaking in presence. Being. Whatever that is. not moving towards anything or moving away. There is no separation anywhere. There is no intention to achieve anything, to get anything. To recollect anything. Everything which appears to you is a universal doing. The heartbeat, the reflection of the light through the window. There is no personal me, personal self anywhere. There could be a me thought, but that's just a reflection. There are no borders to I. I does not refer to the past or the future. Does not refer to any object. This borderless presence, impersonal, formless, invisible to the senses. Is what we refer to as I. Everywhere and nowhere. It's nothing and everything. There is nothing at risk when it comes to reality, your true self. You're not contained in the mind, you're not contained or defined by thought and sensation. So you don't need to refer to thought or refer to sensation when it comes to your true self. You can distinguish between a thought which is referring to a practical task, which is needed for the body mind, and between the trickster thought, which refers to you as somebody, as a person. As a son or daughter, because in the understanding that you are not contained in the mind or known by the mind, the power of the mind is weakened. Because understanding liberates the belief that you are a limited entity is mind stuff. The belief that you are a body mind born and existing in time and space is mind stuff. And the mind appears to you. You do not appear in the mind. Clouds appear in the wide open sky. But the wide open sky is not defined by the clouds. Do not mistake yourself to be a personal entity that is struggling with their personal mind. There are no personal entities outside of a narrative, a mind narrative. How can a mind narrative struggle with itself? A narrative is insignificant, except when you are interested in playing the role of being somebody in the narrative. You put on the me outfit. Me and my past and my future. My personal ambition, my successes and failures. The me outfit. And then we project others, what others have done, what will they do, the judgments. As soon as we become personally engaged with the narrative, the mind is cluttered. And the body is contracted. But all of that is just the internal weather of the moment. You don't need to rush in order to rescue the imaginary me. Because consciousness is at peace. It perceives no problems, no issues. And you are that, you are this formless awareness. Which is peace, untouched, unaffected by images on the screen, Don't be so dedicated to fixing. The psychological self. Because then you become a fixer. The images which appear on the screen refer to the screen. They point to the screen. You don't perceive the screen with the senses. But where would the images be without the screen? So you can invite yourself to the recognition that you are this screen. That you are the invisible presence. The only reality. And everything which appears to you is simply the dance of this formless reality. All is well. In the deepest sense, in the deepest meaning, all is well.